Hi everyone, Peggy Ployer here, Sped Homeschool founder and CEO and your host at Empowering Homeschool Conversations. Today, I'm excited to provide this bonus podcast interview with Mara McLaughlin. She's going to talk with us about the IRL Social Skills Program.
Peggy, it's great to be here.
Yeah, and I have a story on the IRL Social Skills Program and just a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a speech-language pathologist, and I worked in the schools for about 13 years. And my specific area of expertise was with non-speaking autistic people, getting them a reliable mode of communication. But I noticed that even those who were doing well academically and, you know, who could speak were still really struggling socially.
Yes.
And this was unacceptable to me. The problem with social skills instruction, as it typically happens, is number one, they're not using an evidence-based curriculum. Number two, the dosage is way too low. And number three, there's no parent training component. So I adopted UCLA's program for the Education and Enrichment of Relational Skills, or PEERS program. It's taught in 150 countries in 12 different languages. And it is a highly effective curriculum. It's a parent-mediated intervention, Peggy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so this is really exciting because, you know, parents, most parents want to help their kids.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Especially homeschool parents.
Yeah. Especially homeschool parents. And, you know, really realizing that, you know, social skills are where the rubber hits the road. They're vital. Anytime you're interacting with other people in any capacity, you're using social skills. So that's 90% of our day, right?
Absolutely.
No, yes. And it's not easy to teach social skills. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've assembled this crackerjack team of occupational therapists, speech language pathologists, learning specialists, mental health providers to work with teens, young adults, and their parents.
Great. So that's good for us to know, just as far as the segmentation for the audience that you work with. So how does your program exactly work?
Yeah, so we teach entirely via Zoom to families across the country, you know, from Hawaii to New Jersey. And we all start together in the same Zoom room. The first 15 minutes of class is devoted to nervous system education. The nervous system should really be called the relationship system, since it is totally formed and founded on relationships, right?
Yes.
We are social. We are humans, mm-hmm. and humans are social. And we add in mindfulness as well as interoception skills. How do feelings feel in the body? And what do those feelings mean? And why is it important to pay attention to them? Well, it's important for health, it's important for safety, and it's important for helping us to connect with others and have healthy relationships.
Absolutely.
Then we break out into two separate Zoom rooms. The teens or young adults are with two coaches, and the parents are with two coaches. The first part of class for the learners, we'll say, the teens and young adults, is based in the curriculum. Okay, so we're giving the lesson. Then there's a 5-minute break at the hour mark of the class. And then the learners come back and they're practicing the skills that they learned in the first part of class. The parents, on the other hand, the first part of class after we break out, they're doing the homework review with the other parents. And there is homework. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's the 5-minute break again at the hour mark. And then the parents come back and they're getting the lesson that their child got in the first part of class. So we are cultivating a common language. We're all talking about the same thing. Then we reunite, we recap the lesson, and we assign the homework for the week. The homework involves practicing the skills at home, and it also involves practicing the skills with other members of the group. So by using video chat and a few phone calls to practice the skills of trading information to find common interests. Because friendships are based on common interests.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that seems really basic. Oh, well, yeah, of course. But then, you know, not a lot of people like realize that. And it does need to be explicitly taught for our learners who are struggling with social interaction, social communication, autism, ADHD, other things that would make someone struggle socially.
So as far as, you know, that time and those learners, it sounds like it's a little bit of time that's going to be devoted. What age group do you find is our learners most successful when they join your program?
Really, well, we work with everyone from age 11 and up. We have a class for 11 to like 15 year olds, and then a class for 16 to 21 year olds. And, you know, the curriculums are largely the same. The teen class focuses more on how to handle bullying. And okay. The young adult class also has bullying information, as well as four classes on dating etiquette, specifically letting someone know you like them, asking someone on a date, going on a date, and dating do's and don'ts, which is about consent.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And the parents are all involved in
that. Yeah. Parents are involved. Really, I can't say that there's a specific age group that benefits more, as long as the learner is motivated themselves and is like, hey, you know, I want to learn these skills. You know, it would be ineffective and unethical to force them to participate. But, you know, when they consent to treatment and they want to be there, you know, it's a fun class. It's an intensive class. It does get hard.
Okay. Yeah.
16 weeks long, you know?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the most exciting part of the work that you do?
The most exciting part of the work that my team does is just seeing the impact that it has on families. This is something that is not borne out in the research, but it is what we have found over the 2 years of providing these really valuable and much needed services to families is how it improves their relationships within the family.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and parents are, you know, like they're like parents cry tears of joy.
Wow.
Yes. You know, because like you want to have a good relationships with your kids, especially when they get to that age, you know, like they're not little anymore and things change.
Exactly. Yes. And oftentimes those teenagers close up. So this is a great conduit to keep those relationships going and that conversation going too. Yes.
Gives me chills, Peggy.
So do you have any recent reviews you want to share with us from families that have been part of your program?
Well, all of our not all of our testimonials, but a lot of our testimonials are on the website. Just like a little anecdote, you know, I had there's so many, like just, that's I awesome. Had a mom of an 18 year old who has, you know, written a book. It's been published, you know, this young woman is, you know, like very smart and autistic, struggling socially. And she told her mother about how at work she was able to like enter a group conversation and continue a conversation, you know, on a topic that wasn't of her interest, you know, just like as just having a little conversation. And, you know, this was like a big breakthrough for this particular student because, you know, mom said that, you know, she's like, oh, well, if we don't, you know, don't know that this person has common interest with me, then I'm just not even going to bother talking to them.
Right.
But you know, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great testimonial of just getting past those barriers. And I'm sure you hear that a lot from other families too, but how exciting. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? Any other testimonies that just would impact our community?
Oh, like being able to handle bullying, like the bullying information is gold. Wow. You know, and, you know, parents are reaching out to me even long after the classes have ended to say, you know, like, I just have to tell you, you know, my son like handled bullying like a boss. You know, my son was like, oh, I need to like, I have a disagreement in with my D&D class. So I know that I need to lay low for a little while. You know? And that's part of the instruction. And like, this is unprompted, like the learning sticks.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's awesome because yeah, it's going to go into different scenarios and different places. And so if you're your student, and like you said, it's application. It isn't just instruction there. You're going through some of the lessons and then their parents are bringing that home. How much time does a family devote to this other than in the classroom or classroom type setting or the Zoom room?
Yeah, the Zoom room, the classes are an hour and 45 minutes. But outside of that, I would say, you know, parents, you know, need to be available to in their role of social coach to like review the lesson with their learner. And, you know, like eavesdrop as much as they'll let you during the in-group right. phone calls or video chats, and then provide feedback. Like compliment, critique, compliment. Hey, I love how you like made that video chat happen at the day and time that you said you would. Next time, remember to answer your own question, you know, because when you answer your own question, then that gives the other person something to go off of. Other than that, like great job.
Yeah.
You know, because mm-hmm. these are hard skills. These are not soft skills. These are hard skills.
That's good. Good to know as far as, you know, the parents' involvement. Cause I think a lot of times parents are like, well, I'm just going to sign my child up for this class. And, but by being involved, like you said, I love that you really prefaced that this is going to increase the relationships in your home too. And that's really what, you know, we would want in the long run anyways. So, so kudos to you for doing that and building that into your program, because long time down the road, when the kids are done with this program, they still have a parent. And that parent is there to consistently be their coach. And so you're kind of training for the short term as well as the long term. So, so how do our families get connected with you? And then Nice. Do you have certain dates that these programs start, and when is the next one that's coming up?
Yeah, the next classes start for the teens on April 10th, and that goes through July 31st. We're off on Memorial Day and July 3rd. And for the young adults, the classes start April 13th and go to like July 20th. So they are coming right up. I do still have a few spots available. The classes are taught synchronously. They are live classes. We take no more than 12 families per class, you know, four coaches, 12 families, you know, it's high touch. You have full access to our interdisciplinary team throughout the whole 16 weeks. And even beyond, like we've established relationships with our families because they're just so grateful to have people who, you know, have unconditional positive regard for their child, who like really get them.
Right. Yes.
And you can find us on the website, irlsocialskills.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, all at IRL Social Skills.
Okay. And then we'll make sure to link that in the description too of the podcast. Okay. So people can just click on that and find it easily. So if families choose not to do it this session round, maybe they're going to catch this podcast later. When would the next session start? Is that like summer or fall?
July. July 10th for the teens, and then July 11th and 12th for young adults.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for being on this quick bonus podcast here with Empowering Homeschool Conversations. And just thank you for the work that you do. I'm super excited to get families connected with you and to be able to use some of your programs.
Thank you, Peggy. So, it's very rewarding to do this work because it is so effective.
Absolutely. It sounds that way. And I'm excited for our viewers to get connected with you. So thanks so much. And thank you all for listening here on Empowering Homeschool Conversations, our bonus podcast, Spotify, or wherever else you download your podcasts. And also visit spedhomeschool.com to learn more ways that we at Sped Homeschool can empower you on your homeschooling journey.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercool, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.